green light for lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
Cosby can now be deposed under oath.
The growing ISIS threat.
If you want to talk to a terrorist, they're right there on Twitter direct messaging.
Western wildfires force evacuation.
Super dry vegetation, 4 years of droughts not helping us any.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Sexual abuse accusations dating back 41 years are the latest trouble for Bill Cosby, and a decision yesterday in a California court means a lawsuit against him based on those allegations can go ahead. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Judy Huff accuses Cosby of sexually assaulting her at the Playboy Mansion.
She was only 15 years old. She was not an adult.
Her lawyer, Gloria Allred, says no statute of limitations applies here.
She has a longer period of time to file a lawsuit.
Next up, a deposition.
We are looking forward to Mr. Cosby's answering questions under oath.
And CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says Allred will be loaded for bear.
She will ask him questions about everything. Not just this case, but everything.
Cosby's lawyers say Huff only filed the suit after failing to extort money from him. They've continually denied he was involved in any sexual misconduct. Steve?
Now to Texas, where authorities have released Sandra Bland's booking form. She's the woman who died in jail days after a confrontation with a trooper during her arrest. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Bland disclosed she once tried to kill herself with pills following a miscarriage. She also reported feeling depressed but denied having suicidal thoughts. About 3 hours later, Bland was given a suicide assessment by a jailer. This time, Bland said she was not feeling suicidal and no longer felt depressed. Once again, she reported the previous suicide attempt. But when the jailer filled out the report, she wrote that Bland had never attempted suicide.
A coroner ruled Bland's death a suicide, but there is an investigation and her family insists she did not kill herself. Wildfires have forced evacuations in Montana and California. A fast-moving fire in Montana's Glacier National Park had people in campgrounds and hotels on the run.
Oh my gosh, go.
Okay, Larry, we need to go.
Go now.
Go.
Go. Like, no, fast.
An historic cabin was destroyed. The fire has burned more than 6 square miles. 30 miles north of Napa, California, another fire has people concerned. Reporter Anjali Hempel.
The flames threatening more than 100 homes. Up what they can and evacuating while fire crews stand by in each driveway.
They're here right on top of it, so I'm confident that they're going to do their job.
At a security event in Aspen last night, FBI Director James Comey warned ISIS, with its efforts to inspire Americans to kill people here at home, is more of a threat to the U.S. than an external attack by Al-Qaeda.
ISIL is not your parents' Al-Qaeda. It's a very different model. And by virtue of that model, it's currently the threat that we're worrying about in the homeland most of all.
Comey says there are hundreds of investigations into people who may be radicalized. Overseas, Defense Secretary Carter is in Iraq, and the struggle against ISIS tops the agenda. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Carter will get an update on the Iraqi operation to retake Anbar province. They've already begun operations around Ramadi. American troops have been involved in the planning. Carter had accused the Iraqis of showing no will to fight when they abandoned Ramadi to ISIS. Now he'll want some reassurances they're up to the challenge. He'll also talk to Iraqi officials about whether the government in Baghdad is doing enough to attract Sunnis to the fight.
Key members of the Obama administration go to Capitol Hill today to lobby for the Iran nuclear deal. Congressional correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Senate Foreign Relations Chair Bob Corker has pledged a thoughtful and deliberate review.
I want to go through this process and make sure we fully understand what it is that we're voting on.
Republicans and Democrats say they have questions about limits on inspections, the lifting of arms embargoes, and how Iran might spend billions in sanctions relief. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's looking forward to responding to those concerns.
We get to get out of the politics and into the facts.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A border guard union has backed out of a scheduled appearance today with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. Weeks ago, Trump called immigrants who cross the border illegally criminals and rapists. On CNN last night, he suggested he may have some evidence to back those claims.
Smart people know. I think the streetwise people know. Border guards know. Well, you're going to find out if I have evidence. I'm not telling you now, but you're going to find out what I have.
And two teenagers are being held in the deaths of five people in a home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Police say the suspects are related to the victims. One child's in critical condition, another unharmed. A United Airlines flight from Denver to Los Angeles made an emergency landing yesterday in Grand Junction, Colorado, after a number of passengers got sick. Passenger Dan Morgan says oxygen masks came down.
There was a lot of people that were complaining of being lightheaded, nausea, sick. And the gentleman in front of me looked as if they might be having a seizure when it all started.
And there were reports of smoke in the cabin, but firefighters found no evidence of smoke or fire when they did a search. Passengers scrambled into life jackets when fire broke out on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, the Freedom of the Seas, as it pulled into Jamaica. The fire was put out. Evacuations were not needed. One crew member suffered burns. That ship left Florida last Sunday. In an editorial in the Mayo Clinic's journal, 100 oncologists are calling for new regulations to rein in skyrocketing drug prices. They say out-of-pocket costs are bankrupting many cancer patients, and up to 1 in 5 don't take the treatment they're prescribed because of the cost. Well, this week from coast to coast, efforts to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. In New York, a state panel's endorsed a proposal for that at fast food places with 30 or more workers. And in Washington, D.C.,
voters could decide next year on the wage hike to $15. Delvon Michael at D.C. Working Families.
Workers are on a treadmill, and folks are falling off every day, falling into the ranks of the working poor, and we think that we should do something.
Some worry about the effect on shops. Molly Day at the National Small Business Association.
It's a pretty steep increase when you're looking at the current minimum wage in D.C., which is $10.50. And then bumping it up to $15 is pretty significant.
Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles have raised the minimum wage to $15. Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
IKEA is offering a free wall anchor kit to customers who bought the Malm dresser. Two boys were fatally injured last year when dressers tipped over. Now it's offering anchors for similar pieces of IKEA furniture, too. Dolly Parton sang about it, and they made a movie about the 9-to-5 grind. Nowadays, the work may be just as tough, but the hours may be different.
In financial services and information technology, the traditional 9-to-5 job is a thing of the past, according to Jennifer Grass at CareerBuilder.
62% said that they choose to work outside of traditional work hours. It's not something that they felt pressure in any way. It was a choice.
This online survey strengthening the notion that going home with a work-provided smartphone or laptop gives the employee more freedom and the employer more of a worker's time and attention than the way things used to be. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A Soyuz space capsule carrying a Russian, an American, and a Japanese astronaut linked up today with the International Space Station. The trip was delayed 2 months after the April failure of an unmanned Russian cargo ship. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.